You are now listening to Red Fades to Black with Gina and Jared.
Welcome to another new episode of Red Fades to Black Worldwide Radio.
Well, technically it's new now, but it might not be new later.
Well, if you're listening to this, the week of March 16th, 2008, it's new. Anytime after, it's still, if you haven't heard it, then it's new.
Yeah, but what if you
new to you. So anyway, we started the show off with a little bit mellower entrance than our usual shows, but still a good band nonetheless. The name of the band was Atrocity, out of Palmer, Alaska. And you can check them out at myspace.com/thesuicidenation.
Even though that's not the band name, it's a different
thing. I'm thinking maybe that's a name of one of their tracks or albums.
Maybe.
So the name of the track was From Her Lips, and the band was Atrocity. But if you go to myspace.com/atrocity, you'll probably get something else.
Yeah.
That isn't pretty as cool. I don't know which.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't sound so enthralled.
I'm tired.
Enthralled. Gina's tired, so let's go scratch her head now.
Yeah.
She's got to do all those random things. So, we went to Atlantic City, New Jersey.
We did, and it was awesome because we got to see the comedian Mike Birbiglia.
Who we talked about before on the show. Mike Birbiglia is a up-and-coming comedian you may have seen on Comedy Central, or maybe not. Because he says that he's not famous, even though he,
I guess he kind of is, but he doesn't act like it, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, we got to meet him and all after the show, and he signed some autographs and talked to some people, and...
it was the first time I've ever seen a comedian live, so technically... So Mike Birbiglia was the first comedian I've ever seen live, but technically his opening act was...
Mike Kaplan.
Which was Mike Kaplan, and he was really funny, too.
Yeah, Gina got a picture with Mike Birbiglia and his brother Joe Bags.
and Mike Kaplan.
And Mike Kaplan, so it was an interesting photo.
Yeah, because his brother looks just like him.
It's funny, because his brother works the comedian's brother works the merch booth, and they look like exactly alike.
Yeah, Jared was like, that's Mike. I was like, it's not Mike, it's Joe. We argued about that for about 10 minutes.
Very nice
and
guy.
And I was right.
You should check him out at burbigs.com.
Yes. Or myspace.com/Birbiggs. Is Birbiggs.
Birbiggs is his nickname, apparently. He's a pretty funny comedian, and it was good stuff. And then some random guy took a picture of Gina with the comedians on his camera phone.
Except for, he's really nice. And then there was a guy in the middle of the show that was, ranting and raving and cursing him off, and it sounded like he was telling him to die, but, he didn't. He wasn't telling him to die, and Mike Birbiglia is on stage. He's like, are you telling me to die? He's like, I've been heckled before, but no one's ever told me to die.
This was clearly a highlight of the show. Apparently, the heckler guy wasn't really a heckler. He was a drunk guy who was essentially, wouldn't let Birbiglia finish his joke.
We got into,
a bit of politics,
Yeah, the entire
politics
group
kinda suck,
of people
though.
We were with, what is it called, the audience, was, got into, a political debate on, each side of the room, and they were, throwing ideas back at each other, and I'm sure Mike Birbiglia's like, I was just here to do some comedy, I wasn't thinking about doing a political debate.
There was definitely a bit of awkwardness until Mike Birbiglia figured out that the guy wasn't telling him to die.
Yeah.
He was saying, if it wasn't for the military, you maybe have died.
And that's exactly...
But he was drunk, so it came out like, die,
but that's exactly what his joke was, is that he's like, just because I don't support the war doesn't mean I don't support the troops. He's like, because if they weren't the troops, I would be the troops, and I would make horrible troops.
It was great, because the guy was in the back yelling still every once in a while, and his girlfriend would say something once in a while, and the security guards were around him.
They took him out.
But they wouldn't take him out right away, and, the comedian kept asking, is that guy gone yet? This is
why do you keep calling him the comedian?
Awkward. He's the Godfather.
He doesn't have a name. He's the comedian.
The comedian.
He's too good for a name.
He is. You should check him out. He's hilarious. And
he was cool. The best part, besides that, was the last story he told, which was about his sleepwalking disorder or sleep disorder, and it was just ridiculous.
He's got one of the most, open comedians I've ever, he makes fun of himself, and he talks about, he's got, a sleeping disorder where he sleepwalks a lot, and he actually talks about it.
Well, it's not sleepwalking. He acts out violent dreams, and there's one that he was, there was a missile.
In Fight Club or something?
Yeah, I guess I think they watched that or something, and there was a missile in his dream coming directly towards him, and he was trying to get away from it, but it was, you know, launched specifically for Mike Birbiglia. So in his dream, he jumps out a window, but in real life, he jumped out a window from the second story, second floor of the hotel, and wakes up, like, running down the street, and he was like, WTF. And he said ever since then he has to stay on the first floor.
I like his, like, his the way he's talking about it. He's like, for some reason, I thought it was a good idea to jump out the window to get away from the missile. And even when I was awake, part of me was still saying, I'm glad I got away from that missile.
Yeah. He woke up and he's got blood all over him. He's just like, relieved that there's no missile involved. It was awesome.
Some people out there listening are like, wow, I've had some nightmares, but
I know.
I don't think I've had too many where I've jumped out of a window and woken up.
I like the one with the jackal, and he was like, Abby, there's a jackal! And she's like, there's no jackal. Go back to sleep.
Yeah, the way his voice
that was awesome.
So, Birbigs.com's website, you should check him out. Support
definitely.
Him. He has a secret public journal on his site where he talks about things, and we kind of think maybe the drunk
yeah,
Hector
we're hoping
might
the Atlantic
make it up there.
City thing will be up there. We should check it. It might be up there.
I checked it. It was not.
Oh.
I'm already a good enough stalker, you know?
You're like, I'm a stalker.
So, yeah, it was good times. And Mike Kaplan was funny as well.
Yeah, he was
funny. I want to say his MySpace is myspace.com/Mike Kaplan, but his
but
name
his
Mike.
His name is spelled MYQ.
Right. This is a Jewish name, right?
Oh, I have no idea.
I think
I know he's Jewish, but I don't know if MYQ is a Jewish spelling of Mike. Or if he just changed it like that.
So, good times. If you haven't been to a comedy show yet, you should. Because
yeah,
they're
cool.
Kind of funny, and there's always hecklers, and that's always entertaining.
It was also in a casino, so that was pretty cool. After the show, we got to go gamble a little bit.
Yeah, did some gambling, ate some food, and drank some beers, you know. I won 30 bucks by putting a $5 bill in a slot machine and doing approximately 2 spins on a penny machine.
Yeah.
So, I'm not very good at math, but I kind of think if you put in a $5 bill and you walk away with a $35 profit, with your original $5 on top, something happened well. Stop staring at me.
Something happened well?
Yes.
That's not even English.
I graduated first grade. And on that note,
we should play
I'm going to play a song. So this next band is out of Auckland, New Zealand. The name of the band is Bloodletting. You can check them out at myspace.com/bloodlettingband. And the name of the song is either O times E... or Beauty of the Slain, because if you go to your MySpace page, it's listed as one, but when you download it, it comes up as another.
I don't think it's O times E.
Maybe they got a mathematical fetish. I don't know.
I think it might just be OXE or something.
So check them out. Bloodletting, myspace.com/bloodlettingband.
I'm
last band?
That last band was out of New Zealand, Auckland, New Zealand.
Ooh, that's exciting. Oh, Bloodletting Band.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And the name of the song is either O times E.
Why is it times? I think it's OX.
Okay, or Beauty of the Slain. Either way, good song. Hope you enjoyed it. You can check them out at myspace.com/bloodlettingband. I think they have a couple of songs for download there, although I'm not sure. So we found these guys a few weeks ago. Or is that the band that found us? Oh, no, you know what? A band from last show, Shattered Halo.
Oh, I found Bloodletting Band, I think.
Can you find some band that wasn't really our kind of music, but, like, the name of the song was something about Hollywood being in New Jersey?
Yeah.
Because, you know, New Jersey is the center of Hollywood and everything.
Yeah.
Come on, New Jersey's in, like, every other joke.
I know.
I'm proud to say I'm from New Jersey.
Yeah, I'm proud to say I'm not from New Jersey.
Why? New Jersey is one of the best states in the country of the United States.
No, it's not.
Perhaps one of the best states in the universe.
Doubt it.
I don't know. But yeah, Gina and I are going bowling tonight. And
we are.
During that last song, I was like, yeah.
Because we're lame.
I'm going to go bowling, and somebody's going to say something about my sucky bowling abilities.
Yeah.
And you have to sit up.
Oh, thank you.
For some reason, Gina's laying down across the computer.
I'm not across the computer. Yeah,
you going to make the crack bigger?
I'm not even touching your computer. Shut up.
My poor computer has a crack in it. It has to get sent to the shop to get fixed.
Yeah.
But I don't want to part with it. Because it's like my little child.
My little child.
My electronic child sibling thing.
Electronic child sibling. That's yes. Disgusting. That's incest.
So about sucky bowling. Right. I'm talking to myself over here.
Well, actually, Jared's not too bad. It's just that he bowls, like, weird.
That's a good description. I'm sure they're sitting over there, that's a good image.
Well, because he takes it in his hand, and he rolls it like he doesn't roll it. He kind of throws it like he's throwing a baseball.
Apparently our computer software thinks the conversation we're having about bowling sucks.
I know.
Because in the middle of talking...
As soon as I said baseball, it just stopped recording.
The software's like, I hate baseball.
So we're just talking to ourselves for a few minutes until I realized that there was no purple little line across the screen.
What I was about to say was, one of our friends, G-Money, I went bowling with him the other day, and he was saying something about, he saw a guy in a bowling alley that every time the guy threw the ball, he would jump up in the air and then slam his feet the heck down on the ground right by the lane as he let go of the ball, thinking this would do something to the ball. But all it did, our friend G-Money said, was piss off people like three lanes down. Until the manager told him he has to stop jumping up and down. Because this guy thought, when you throw the ball hits the alley. If you stomp up and down, like 20 feet away from the ball, that's going to move the ball.
Was he doing well? Or?
Well, G-Money's other friend asked if the guy was like a big guy. Like, if you're big and you jump up and down, you're going to shake up some things. But this was like an average looking, you know, kind of like, you know, average guy.
Yeah, but...
I thought maybe it was part of, like, his routine, or,
but
like,
was he doing okay? Like, well,
I wasn't watching him, or...
I
don't know. G-Money said it didn't do anything, but, no. Maybe some friends with interesting names. Smiles, G-Money, Gina.
Johnny Kong.
Johnny Kong.
Who else do we know?
Tiggle Sticks.
Oh, Tiggle Sticks.
We have an interesting friend base, but, yeah.
I suppose.
Part of the problem with my bowling is that I twist my hand when I let go of the ball because I'm weak and stuff, and...
He looks like he's throwing a baseball, except closer to the ground.
A friend of mine explained that if I can compensate for that, then it won't matter, because then I can aim the ball, but...
But he only occasionally, like, we're not sure, because
it's not all the
sometimes
time.
Sometimes he'll get, like, strike after strike, and sometimes he'll get gutter after gutter. Like, we're not, there's no real...
It all depends on, I said it all depends on the approach, I think. The approach of the lane, and how much you let yourself slide. Because if you take a few steps, and you're one step off, you go over the thing... And it doesn't work, and you realize, and you stop, and just drop the ball.
You don't really slide. Smiles, slide.
Yesterday at the bowling alley, I was sliding like crazy. It was great. It was just like, I was like, and sliding away.
Oh, I'm so glad you got up the show.
Achoo! And that random noise was a reference to comedian Mike Birbiglia. In talking about the news, he'd be like, you'd be watching the news, and he'd be like...
The laser effects are like, achoo! Are your kids having sex at the mall?
I
don't even have kids.
Are they? So, yes, that achoo and bowling don't... Laser bowling.
Nothing to do with each other.
I have no clue.
I just poked myself in the eye. We've been, like, just walking around, like, quoting Mike Birbiglia for absolutely no reason, because we have
F4
no
listeners going to go listen and be like, this guy sucks.
I know.
The show sucks. Why am I even listening to this?
Hey, look.
What the hell's going on?
Where's my cell phone?
And Gina's cell phone's ringing. So at that point, I'm going to play a song.
I don't even know where my cell phone is.
And then we're going to come back and wrap things up. So this next band is out of Norwich, Connecticut. You can check them out at myspace.com/ifihadeyes. The name of the band is If I Had Eyes. The name of the track is Dead Calm. And Gina has left the room. Connecticut.
What is it called?
Myspace.com/ifihadeyes.
Oh, Dead Calm.
That's what I said.
You said Dead Calm, like dot com.
Dead Calm is the same thing as Dead Calm.
Not calm.
Close enough. I think they get the drift. So, yeah, the show went by really quick. We got to talking about Mike Verbiggs.
Yep.
The comedian, and Sucky Bowling, and time just ran out the back door or something, I don't know.
Ran out the back door?
Yeah, just, there was a mental image of time of, like, I don't know. I've been listening to too much metal. It's gotten in my head.
I don't even know how to comment on that one.
So anyway, thank you again for tuning in.
Yeah.
We're going to wrap it up with one more song for you this week. The name of this song is either Bathed and Blessed or Blessed and Bathed.
I think it's Bathed and
Blessed. I got it messed up because I'm an idiot. But the name of the band is Destroy the Witness. You can check them out at myspace.com/DestroyTheWitness. And they're out of Massachusetts. So once again, be sure to check out burbigs.com. And, of course, all the bands that we played for you this week.
Yep.
And keep tuning in.
Have a good week.
God, I will rip out your soul!